Starbucks has received more than $11.6 million in free advertising. Does anybody know why they've been receiving almost $12 million in advertising?
Me.
Anybody? Liv. Go ahead. You were first.
Because people think that there was a Starbucks cup in the last episode of Game of Thrones.
Correct, but there wasn't. There actually was a coffee cup, though.
What do they call it? It looked like Starbucks to me.
Right?
It did. It was actually a catering company, but it wasn't Starbucks, but they're getting credit for it. But somebody actually left, I guess like a PA, like an assistant, left a coffee cup in a scene. But how did it miss all of these people that didn't actually see it in episode 4, season 8 of Game of Thrones?
Wow.
I watched it yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice it. But
I didn't notice it either at first.
So it must have been like a quick cut
right
somewhere.
Yeah, it was.
But I wonder, do you think they fire somebody for that?
Probably.
I mean, they're about to end anyways. Probably not. I mean, it's the last season.
That's true.
Yeah, it was from the show's craft service. So congratulations, Starbucks. You get all the credit anyways. The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission denied the appeal of Maximum Security's disqualification as the Kentucky Derby winner for interference. The horse's owners also said Maximum Security won't run at the Preakness. Fine. I'm just going to take my horse and go home, it sounds like.
Wow, that's savage.
All right. You know, Elsa Savage, Wendy on Twitter. They're amazing. But this is good news. They're not hating on anybody. Wendy's announced that they're bringing back spicy chicken nuggets thanks to Chance the Rapper. Because on Saturday, Chance tweeted, "Positive affirmations for today. I will have a good day. I will succeed today. Wendy's will bring back the spicy nugget at some point. Please, please, Lord, let it be today." Well, Wendy's replied and said, "Man, if you get 2 million likes on this thing, we'll bring them back." Why do I feel like this was a partnership that they already had in place? You know what
you
I mean?
You think so?
No, I guess I'm very critical of things
that
working
would be
now.
Really mind-blowing.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
That just made me think about this in a whole new way.
I mean, either way, I don't care if it was planned partnership or totally random. I appreciate it, and I like it. They will be coming back. There's not a set date, but hopefully sooner than later.
Hey, I bet you there was a planned partnership with that coffee cup in Game of Thrones.
Possibly. I don't know.
Hey,
now we're getting real deep.
Go to Bob's Catered Service. Yeah.
Hey,
I'm Bob for Bob's Catered Service. I spent a bunch of money to be in Game of Thrones. Possibly, pork chop. I don't think so, though. The Houston Rockets beat the Warriors last night, 112-108. Tied up the series 2-2. Game 5 is tomorrow night. They're going to be
at Golden State.
Yeah. And finally, this quite possibly is the worst rendition I've ever heard of the national anthem. It's at a baseball game, and it's just terrible.
Can you see?
It's not Adam Sandler, by the way.
Dawn's early light.
What?
Who's
No.
Right. Let me hear you, people. Please.
Oh my God.
Is this a joke?
So
I feel so uncomfortable.
It's not done.
Beaming.
Come on, dude.
And the
Rockets red glare.
Un-American.
Come
oh
on.
My God.
The bombs what?
The perilous.
Oh, gosh.
Or the ramparts we.
Don't they put this up on the screen?
We're
dude.
So gallantly.
Was this a joke?
I hope not.
And the Rockets.
Red glare.
The bombs bursting in air. Gay fruit through the night.
Maybe it's the feedback because it loops back at you.
Was still there.
All right, he's going to wrap it up.
Oh, say
so bad.
That star-spangled banner yet play.
Very soft. Here we go.
For the land of the free.
Here we go for America.
And the home of the brave.
That's terrible.
You know what? Yeah, that was
like
actually
no one clapped.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was so uncomfortable.
That was so painful.
What would Donald Trump do if he heard that, Alex?
I mean, he'd probably say to build a wall around that dude.
I would agree for once on that one. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check out that terrible performance and everything else online at joeandalexshow.com.